reasons why recycling is important?
Yes.
Okay.
One, it's going to save the planet if more people do it. And more people should do it. Two, if you can reuse, recycle, it makes life a lot easier because it means that by recycling something that has value can still be used in another way rather than just sitting there taking up valuable land space and leaching into the soil. Because when stuff leaches in the soil, it destroys what little land we have left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's definitely true. I mean, reusing when we can,
mm-hmm.
could stop being so throwaway.
Electronics, for example. Why throw away a television that could be repaired?
Oh, well, you can't repair it. Actually, yes, you can. Take the back off, take out the circuit board, put in a new one, you're going to have a functional TV.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, oh, no, you can't do that.
Or they have to make these products much easier to recycle and break, you know,
mm-hmm.
to use like modular or, you know.
Well, the manufacturers have actually done it. It's just that retailers refuse to tell you that. I can see the retailer's point. I'm not going to say, oh, no, no, I don't see it. I do see the retailer's point. However, if a retailer was honest, obviously they wouldn't be in business too much longer. But sometimes honesty is the best policy. I've seen many things on the market that could be reused, restored, refurbished, that wind up sitting in landfill and leaching chemicals into the soil.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. I mean, I always think back to, you know, printers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like basically cheaper to buy an entirely new printer than buying another toner cartridge, which I found extremely wasteful, really. That's,
well, the,
that's
thing
the crux
is,
of it.
Taylor, did you realize that a lot of those cartridges can actually be refilled?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, oh, no, yeah, there are places like, I don't know about out here, but I know back in the Toronto, Mississauga, Hamilton
here.
Area.
There was here. There was refill. Some businesses refilling them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's completely reusable. So you could keep your printer. And yeah, if they had some sort of drop-off bin and Staples or something, and you know.
Well, Staples don't want to do it because we lose. No, you don't. No, you don't lose.
We don't.
You guys are idiots. You'd be making far more.
Sell the cartridges.
Well, I mean, the thing
maybe
is,
for a better price, you know.
That's where the problem is.
Like, why make them so expensive? I mean,
well, it's not the.
I guess it's what, the labor of refilling them? I mean,
if it was labor intensive, I'd say, okay, I get the cost. It's a matter of a couple of minutes. It doesn't take that much effort. It's basically put it into the machine, refill the ink, put a seal on it, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the time you go to Timmy's, you get a coffee. Your ink cartridges are refilled. They can do 10 at a time.
But see, that's a prime example of, you know, so much surplus electronics for what? You know, like, I mean... And I know, I guess, basically the idea is, you know, printers are getting improved and, you know, better resolution, all that. I get it, but...
Well, I mean, like, the one that I've got, it's a very good printer. There's nothing the matter with it. It's just that, yeah, I've got to keep either getting the cartridges refilled where I can find a refill place or buying newer ones. Okay, the cost of a new cartridge, after a while, yeah, it can get to be painful. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just that, I mean, okay, I use it primarily, when I do use it, I use it for my photography. If I do use it for sending a fax at some point, usually if I have to send somebody a fax, it's maybe, at the most, 12 pages. Usually it's only 6. Sometimes, like I say, 12, yeah, okay. Some places, oh, by the way, when you're sending us the fax, can you include a photo image of this, this, and this? You need a photo image. A good example. I've got these cross pins. Okay, the guy's across. I explain to them graph.
A photograph of the pen.
Of the pen and of what the clip would look like.
Okay. The art of repairing. Right? That, I mean, it's like, okay, obviously it makes sense. You still want to improve technology, right?
Right.
But, you know, where's the paradigm? Like, what could you, you know, make it modular? So, say you get a screen improvement, then you can switch it up. It's hard. I know everybody redesigns the basic, you know, model of whatever they're building on, but, you know, so it's not as backwards compatible. You should make it more backwards compatible.
That's the beauty in the aviation industry. I mean, a lot of airplanes flying today that were, they came out of the factory a week ago. They're using radios that are older than I am.
Mm.
And the radios work just fine. They have what's called a glass panel. Basically, it's a laptop built into the instrument panel.
Mm-hmm.
And those are useless. You turn it off, you use the old analog gauges more than you do your so-called glass panel. It's nowhere near as reliable as the older stuff. To a certain extent, yes, book a hotel from the air. Okay, certain hotels are on the internet, you can get them. Others,